About 3 hours later, I arrived at the Lambton Worm. You remember the Lambton Worm, right? I ain't wasting my breath spinning you all these yarns, am I? Fine, real quick then. The Lambton's one of the best hotels in our Chicago. Caters to any and every kind of fae. You got your modern-style hotel rooms, your castle bedchambers, your hollows in the trees, your tunnels in the mounds, each in its own section of the joint. You've also got the massive stone serpent wriggling and winding its way around the entire building, which the owner says was a real dragon until a basilisk caught its eye, and everybody else says is just a damn statue. Some swanky glass revolving door, some carpeted pathway winding between forests of decorative columns and actual trees both. Same menagerie of every kind of seal you can imagine, staff and guests, same counters and tables, same array of hotel bars serving the same array of a million kinds of rotka. And, as it happened, the same pain-in-the-ass Spriggan sitting and drinking in one of them, with the same beige overcoat, pixie puke orange fedora, and bushy red beard that didn't need a trim so much as a good brush fire. He was 6 foot tall at the moment, which ain't his tallest or his shortest, but the height he tends to favor when dealing with us normal-sized folks. I knew he could break 9 when he got good and steamed, if not even taller, and the sight of me was always enough to stoke the boiler. He'd have given you a whole heap of reasons he didn't care for me. Me, I figure he was just threatened. I worked as the Lambton's house dick for a while before him, and I've got a solid hunch he's afraid I was better than he is. Wouldn't surprise me if I was, either.
God damn it, Mr. Oberon, didn't you make enough trouble for us last time you
were... I got no time to play today. Can we just skip right to the part where you stomp off all sullen and resentful to tell Yelvith I need to see her? I promise, we can compare pecker sizes twice next time to make up for it.
He started getting hot under the collar, putting on about 5 inches.
First off, that's Mrs. Yelveth to you, boyo.
It really isn't.
And second, why in the name of any god you care to invoke would I want to—
Come over here and search me.
Compare my— What the hell did you just say?
Search me. You know what you'll find? You'll find that I got nothing on me but my wand, identification, and a list of names.
And Spriggan faded back to about 6 feet again.
Fine and dandy, but...
What you will not find is anything of value. No wad of cash, no shiny jewelry, no pretty magic gewgaw. In short, you'll find exactly squat that I could offer Yelvith as a gift. So come on, let's get this over with.
Nah, I take your word for it. But I never asked if he had...
Now you're supposed to be a detective, yeah?
I am a detective.
So let's try some inductive reasoning. You know how much I hate coming home, so why am I here in Elfair? And specifically here at the Lambton. I don't have enough scratch on me to bunk here for the night.
You need Mrs. Yelveth's help. Same as always, leaning on the hard work of others.
Right. And we both know my last visit wasn't a lot of fun for her, so it ain't too probable she's going to help me just out of the goodness of her heart. Not on anything heavy anyway, and we also both know I wouldn't be here for anything small. Since we just established I don't come bearing gifts that might buy me some consideration, what's that leave, Slackin?
Either what you need's big enough that you'd put yourself in debt for it, or it's something you figure she'll help you with for her own interests.
Not bad. Now, in either of those cases, you want to be the one to explain why you didn't give the boss the chance to hear the skinny and make up her own mind?
He just sort of deflated back to his normal 3 feet and change.
I'll go tell Mrs. Yelvis you're here.
You stomp off sullenly and reluctantly do that.